Great now to catch up with Mark Power, who is the travelling foreman for Joseph O'Brien's team out at Werribee. It's a busy morning, as it is every morning down there, so we're lucky to get some of Mark's time. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Mike. I'm not too bad. Thanks very much.
Tell me, how is your boy Buckhurst? You would have been pretty happy with that barrier draw. It looks a perfect draw for him on Saturday.
Yeah, we're very happy with it. Spoke with Mick Williams last night and he's delighted with it. Ben Millam came in this morning and had a sit on Buckhurst. He couldn't be happier with the draw as well and couldn't be happier with the horse.
Where do you think he'll be in the run? I know he got back in his last start behind Tiger Moth, but is he a horse that can travel maybe in the first six, seven or eight in a Caulfield Cup?
I'd imagine so, Michael, yeah. I don't think he'll be too far off the pace. But there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of pace on. It wasn't really by design that we maybe ended up that far back the last day. And that's the time we were drawn a little bit wide. So he'll jump, he'll go forward, I'd say. He won't be too far off it.
He's got some really nice form lines back home behind Magical and Sir Dragonair, who's considered one of the best chances in the Cox Plate. How do you rate him against a horse like Anthony Van Dyke?
He's got Anthony Van Dyke. He's obviously got form in the book, and it's the form to beat, I suppose, in the race from a European perspective. Anyway. We go there with a good chance. I think our run the last day behind Tiger Moss was a very good run, even weight. And we think he's progressed from there, and he's definitely progressed since he's hit Werribee.
The 2400, do you think that's his best distance?
I think no, mile and a half for us is no problem. And I think it is, yeah.
And has he settled in really well? Because we know these European horses, it's all about how they acclimatise to the Australian conditions. Are you very happy with how he has settled in?
Yeah, I suppose when they get down to Werribee, there's a chance that they can go one way or the other. And luckily enough, we've gone the right way anyway. And he's taken to it really well. He's eating good, his work is good, he's moving good. MJ Dorn rides him out every day. And he's delighted with him. So he's fitting well, and he couldn't have him any better anyway.
And how are your Melbourne Cup contenders going? Obviously, Buckhurst, if he runs well, we may see in a Lexus Melbourne Cup, but Twilight Payment, Master of Reality and Pondus, how have they all progressed?
Yeah, they're all going well. Pondus, Geelong Cup would probably be the target for him next Wednesday. And then Master of Reality and Twilight Payment, two of them are thriving down here. And Master of Reality has progressed all year, with his best run probably being his final run. Maybe he was competing in slightly higher level before that, but I think each run he's got better. So we're hoping he runs well. And then Twilight Payment had a couple of great runs, only beaten just over two lengths the last time in the St. Ledger. The next Aaron off an Ebor winner, so there's plenty of form in the book there. We have the benefit of having had him for a full year this year. He came to us late last year from Jim Bulger's yard, and I think that's been a huge benefit of having had a full year of training into him ourselves this year.
Well, Joseph and the team have such an amazing strike rate when they bring these horses down here to Australia. Final word with Buckhurst. Do you expect him to be in the finish on Saturday?
Yeah, fingers crossed. We think he's going to run a big race.
Good on you, Mark. Great to catch up. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.